Hello, and welcome to Knitting Shop Live, the podcast recorded live and unscripted by your favorite knitting gals. We're your hosts,
Brianna,
Kathy,
and Natalie, and a huge thanks to our listeners for joining us. Today is Monday, October 30th, 2023, and we will be chatting about which parent are you most like. So now it's time to grab your knitting or crochet or a drink, or go on that walk and tune in, because we're about to get started. And I just want to point out that this is episode 170, and that's actually crazy. Mm-hmm. What a big number that is.
Wild. It's so wild.
I know, but you know what's so great? It means that we've gotten together on Monday nights 170 times, pretty much, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. And it's been a while. It doesn't feel like we've been doing it for 4 years.
Yeah, it's crazy. It does not feel like 4 years.
Okay, so I have to figure this one out. So there's 7 days in a week, and there's 24 hours in each day, right? So there's 100 and how many hours? 100 and 7 times 24. I can do this. 168 hours. It's like we've talked nonstop, and I froze.
Oh, no.
No.
You hear me?
Yeah, okay. You're good.
It's like we've talked for a whole entire week nonstop, morning, noon, and night. How's that?
That's so cool.
That's for the podcast.
There we go.
I love it. All right, you guys. Well, are you ready to jump in with our how we always open 170 times now? What's on our needles?
So tonight, I'm actually trying to finish up a couple of projects while we're sitting here. Right now, I have the third hat in our Chunky Knit Hat series, the Worcester Hat by Calborn. We'll be finishing up class this week, so I'm just trying to, like, get everything done so I can put away that project bag. And then we also just finished up our Swaddle Pals class last Saturday. And I have to sew my button onto my swaddle, but then I'm done that. So I'm trying to get all that done, get some extra project bags, because believe it or not, it's time to start new samples. So I need some project bags.
This is totally the turnover time right now, because as you're talking about finishing the hats, Brianna, and the swaddles, that's what I right now am knitting on a hat for a child. And it's the child who's going to receive the Swaddle Babies or the Swaddle Pals that I made in class. Oh. I finished three of them entirely. The little pals are done. Their blankets are done. And they are so cute. I put it on Ravelry. And so I'm finishing a hat. But this hat that I'm making, I'm using leftover yarn because I thought it would look cute to go with it. And I'm playing yarn chicken like I never have in all my life. And oh, well, we'll see how it all works out.
Oh, fun. I love yarn chicken.
Oh. I just got chills. I'm so stressed.
Chills for Kathy.
Oh, as someone who's recently played yarn chicken, it is quite the game.
There is a little thrill to it, though. It just adds that whole excitement to knitting. Knitting definitely is super boring. The thrill.
Well, I am working on a couple of things. The first thing I'm working on is a Christmas stocking for a new baby. And this is what I have. I've done some penguins, and I'm working on plaid now. And I just started this yesterday, so I'm pretty far along on my leg. So I'm hoping to finish this before the end of the week, because I'm kind of like gearing up for Christmas stocking season. This is the time of year where I have like a reckoning for all the things I promised in the rest of the year, and now I have to like own up to it. So I am going for it, and they're so fun to knit. I just get overwhelmed in October. So we are doing our best. It's getting to be November and things need to get done. And then I'm also working on my crochet sampler blanket. I finished a knitted sampler blanket last week, and it was so fun. And I started rolling into like finishing all the squares on my crochet sampler that I've been doing this year. And I am loving how it's looking. So I'm really excited. We have a class coming up in a few weeks to zip those up and get them all sewn together. And it's going to be really nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Got a lot going on.
Yeah. Well, you know, what are you going to do? It's like that hunker down time of year too. Like my weekends have started to open up just a hair. I knock on wood. post-wedding. I have less plans than I did before. So I've had more knitting time and an entire season of Great British Bake Off to get through, which has been good for me.
Nice. The days are getting short really fast. So all of a sudden, I don't know what it is, but once the sun goes down, like 4:30, I can sit down and knit and not feel the least bit guilty. I can knit all day too. But when the days are longer, I always feel like I should be outside doing other things. So it's all good for lots of knitting.
Yeah, sure. It's definitely. All right, you guys. Well, do you want to jump into our topic?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So our question today is, which parent are you most like? So I was thinking, why don't we go around and say which parent we think we're most like? And then we can do a round robin as to like why.
I feel like this is a really timely topic for me personally, because I don't know, being 30 this year has changed a little bit. Not that like I feel any different, but you start to think about, you know, this kind of a thing, like, who am I turning into? But in a good way, I feel like I am more like my mom than anybody else. You know, when you're a kid, you don't want to be like your parents for some reason, like, I don't know, teenage angst, whatever. But like more and more, I'm like, I sound like my mom. And I, like, we have the same similar ideas now and like thoughts. But yeah, I'm definitely more so my mom, but we'll talk about it. Why, you know, with other parents. But yeah, and I'm happy to say that I'm like my mom.
That's great.
Can I just ask, can you hear me?
Yes.
Perfect. I'm having some technical difficulties here. And for a while there, I was just going to send you a text because I was muted and I couldn't get unmuted. But anyway, it's all good now, as long as you can hear me.
Can hear you.
So I am going to say, yeah, I am definitely more like my mother. Yes, it is definitely Edna. I am my mother's daughter. Yep.
I'm also more like my mom, I think. So we're a bunch of mama's girls out here, guys.
Don't tell anybody though.
Yeah, if Brianna's mom's listening, I don't think you guys sound alike.
It's not like the voice, like the sound of our voice, the things I start to say. I don't know, like I turned 30 in July and now all of a sudden I say stuff my mom has said to me
in the past. That's so fun. I love it. I love your mom. I love your mom. Oh, awesome, guys. All right. So let's do a round robin. Let's just talk about why we think that we are more like our moms. I think this is a great conversation. And you know what? We should have done this on Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah. But we didn't know we were all going to be like,
okay.
So here we are.
Yep. Every day is Mother's Day.
Yeah. My mom and I, like I said, like we have kind of the same opinions on things and we've never really had before. Like I feel like a lot of the time we've always clashed like one way or the other, and now, you know, we talk and I'm like agreeing with her like on 90% of the things. I'm like, this has never happened before, what is going on? But yeah, like we kind of share the same opinions and beliefs now.
Yeah, it is so fascinating how we do become that person, whether it's more like our mother or more like our father. For me, with my mom, I look in the mirror at my sister years ago, you know, as a joke, because I did not resemble my mother at all for a long time of my life, and but now I've transformed into her. But my sister had given me this little sign to put in my bathroom, and it's, you know, mirror, mirror on the wall, I am my mother after all. And then I was like, okay. But then I started to go, well, that's okay. That's fine. And I have to tell you, and it's always my bathroom mirror where this sign hung for a very long time. And sometimes I look in that mirror head on or profile because I'm checking my hair and I'm like, oh my gosh, is that me or is that is it my mother? Like I literally really have to pause for a second, but I'm like a bigger version of my mom. So that's the difference there. But I think looks wise, and then really, I think a little bit of this is what I hear with you and your mom too, the characteristics, sometimes it's just when I say something, where or how I say it. It's not that our voices are the same, but it's just, I put the emphasis in the same places. Like I literally sound like my mother, like right this very minute, actually. So it's, that was another reason I thought of my mom. And can I throw out a third reason too? Can I put all my reasons up? You know, the other reason, and this, you know, pondering our chat for tonight, which I love to do, is take a few minutes and really think about what we'll be talking about. Because we do wing it. There's no script here. But I realized that, and I love this, my mother was a very curious person. She was really curious. And so it was my mom who, you know, she's the one who wanted to learn how to felt. I was like, what do you mean? People knit. She's like, no, let's learn to felt. So she always had a curiosity. And actually when I retired, that was one of the things that I really made a personal goal, was to remain curious or to become curious. And I realized that was definitely a carryover from my mom. She was a very curious person.
Yeah.
That's good. That's why I'm like my mom. I look like her, I sound like her. And
oh gosh.
I act like her.
In a good way.
Yes.
I hope in a good way. Yeah.
In the best way.
How about you, Natalie?
So, you know, it's so funny because there have been, it's been recent too, I think, because I recently moved further away than I've ever been from my mom. I've been noticing just the way I say things, like the inflection in my voice. There are some times where I'm like, oh my God, that is exactly how my mom sounds when she answers this type of question. Or like I was answering the phone and dealing with something the other day, and I did the, this is she. And I was like, oh my God, I am my mother. But you know what? My mom is so well-spoken. She always knows what to say in the right situation. And I feel like I've learned a lot from her in that way. So it makes sense that like, I would pick up a lot of the same like way of handling things and saying things because I've watched her do it for so long, but it just always cracks me up. And Chris is, he knows my mom very well. So he'll catch it too. He'll be like, oh my God, you just sounded like your mom. But it's like a good way. It's a very good.
I love that. This is she. That's a great, that's so great. That's just classic of we've heard it and now it's a part of us and we use it too. And it's cool.
Yeah. And the other thing that I think is similar, I definitely am not as good as she is. Her penmanship is gorgeous. I have always been so envious of just her handwriting. It's beautiful. And she's a lefty, which I think that is such a feat to be left-handed and have such impeccable penmanship. But when I write in cursive, I have always tried to do it exactly like her. And I may have had ulterior motives for that back in the day, but my own signature has evolved because of it. And it's very neat and tidy. And, you know, every time I write it, I think of my mom because it kind of looks like hers. It's just my name.
Aww. See that? Learning how to sign her name had its benefits. You now have nice penmanship, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Best way to teach good penmanship.
Yeah, so it ended up working out. But yes. Those are some reasons I'm like my mom.
Yeah, you guys had like multiples right off the bat. I did not prepare for this, but I'm sitting here thinking like my mom and I are so much more alike than I ever thought. We're both like really sensitive people. Very, not like emotional, but like we're just like sensitive to other people and very like empathetic. I didn't really think that that was something that you like learn from a parent, but like, duh, it is. Like you learn that growing up in the house with somebody, but just like, you know, caring about other people, thinking about other people, maybe not in such healthy ways all the time, you know, like putting others before yourself too often. But like we do the same things and just like, you know, I know she's yelled at me before and I know she listens to this podcast. So she might text me later and tell me, yeah, agree with me. I've not always been the most like, I haven't always been the person that picks up the phone and, you know, like calls my mom. Like, she has always been the one to call me. But, you know, I've been making an effort to do that more. And she knows, like, you know, I'm busy. I got two jobs. But, like, you know, we talk more often than ever now. And we just, you know, have a good time together. I love it.
Yeah. I think so. It's too, just a part of how we, our lives change too. Now I'm in a different phase than you. I'd be right there with your mother's phases too, but like, yeah, you have busy lives, but at the same time, there comes a point where now I'm married, there's other things I'm thinking about, and let me call my mom. Yeah, my mom.
Absolutely. Like now, you know, I want to talk with her about all the things. Cause you know, all the things are happening in life right now for me. But because, you know, we share the same opinions, we kind of think the same, we both are like really caring, like I want to hear what she has to say. And like, I've always wanted to talk to her, but like now I'm like, oh, I gotta tell my mom about this. And I've never really done that before.
That's good. I feel like it's so special because there are phases in your life where, you know, you need your mom more. And I went through, obviously, when I was very young, and then, you know, you're a teenager and you're kind of like, I know what I'm doing. And then when I went away to college, I was like, I kind of need my mom. This is crazy. And I'm also experiencing that, like, as, you know, this phase of life is happening, I find myself picking up the phone more too. So it's funny that you're also experiencing that.
Yeah, it is interesting that, yeah, the phases we go through where we were kids and we needed our moms definitely. And then we went through that independent stage where we didn't need anybody. And now that we're in that married stage, we need our moms. And that never changes. That just continues to go on forever.
Love it.
We need them more and more. And how lucky were we? I say this to Ed all the time, to have great moms. Yes, so all three of us here. And how lucky were we? So now, not to diss the dads on this deal either, though.
No, I'm sure there's ways that we're all like our fathers too, but we're our moms. We're our moms.
Definitely.
Here's a question, you guys. Do you guys have more reasons why you're like your mom, or do you want my wild question of the night?
I love a wild question.
Okay. Yeah, that's wild.
All right. What's one thing about your mom that you wish you were more like her for? Like, what's one quality that your mom has that you might not have, but that you've always admired and you wish you had?
I already know. Like, I don't even have to think about it because it's such a point of jealousy for me. My mom is so creative, and everything that she does, that she decides to do, she does so well. Now, I don't know what happens behind closed doors because she is a perfectionist, and I don't know if that's just like, you know, she's actually doing a bad job the first couple of times before the perfect product, but like, I don't think it is. I think the first time she does something, it's the best, and she's just like refining whatever it is that she's doing. But that, it makes me so jealous because she is so crafty and she can do all of the things. And like, I'm sitting over here like, oh, I can knit. That's it. And she's like a knitter. She crochets. She does macrame. She does embroidery. She has like, I don't know, 100 different sewing machines. But like, she can literally do anything that she decides she wants to do. It's awesome.
I love it. I love it so much.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, Kathy?
For me, it is going to be, my mom was really good at putting herself together. She didn't really wear a lot of makeup. Well, she really didn't wear makeup, but, and she did her hair not great every day, but when the stylist did it, it always looked really nice, but she tried. But she would put herself together, and I always admired that. And you probably remember her coming to the knitting shop. She would have on a pair of slacks, or a skirt, or a pair of shorts and a top, and she'd have it tucked in, and she'd have a cute little belt. Now, she could wear all that, and I never could, but, and her style, you know, the styles have changed, and she was probably a little bit dated, but I really admire that my mom would take the time to put herself together to go places, whereas now that I am retired, you know, I'll go out of the house. I don't go out in my pajamas yet, but I do go out sometimes and go, oh my gosh, you know, I look at me, I'm a mess. So I don't always take the time to like put myself together and present myself in a good way to the public eye. And I totally admire that. Here's the other thing I have to tell you. I know we've had these conversations before, but I always think about this. My mom knew how to wear a bra. Have we had this conversation already?
No.
Yeah. My mother knew how to wear a bra and she just wore it well. And she would adjust the straps every day. You know, like it wasn't just that you put on a bra. It was like you put on the bra and then you made the adjustments so that everything was where it was supposed to be and fit into your outfit. And I always loved that about her putting herself together and her fit. She kept a nice shape. So anyway, yeah.
I've never done that in my life. First of all, I've never adjusted a bra strap after it being on my body, but your mom was always put together. I mean, Edna was classy. And I would say her style was like that traditional long lasting. Like she could have taken that, you know, 100 more years and still looked fabulous. That's so true.
Yes. Yeah, it was very timeless style, very like classy, timeless style. Yeah. But she had this way about her. It never looked like she was like, that was her intention, you know, like she wasn't trying for that. She was just, that was her. It's who she was. And she wore that. It never wore her, you know.
It was, thank you. It wasn't fancy, but it was definitely thoughtful and put together. And every day, it was every day. But yeah, anyway, there we go. She would never wear a t-shirt 2 days in a row with God knows what on it. So
whatever. Sometimes I go for three.
Okay, I'll try that next.
Oh gosh. My mom, it's kind of similar to what you were saying to Brianna about your mom. She just always knows what to do. Like, I feel like there's not a lot of reaction time. Like she will always just jump to like the solution, which is so great in a crisis situation because I just can call her and she will know the answer to what I need to do. And like over time, it's taught me what to do when things happen. But I always have admired that about her. And in less like crisis situation ways, like for her, if she wants to learn something, she will go out and figure it out. Like she always will figure it out and she will know everything about that and like be an expert at it. So I've always really admired that because I am someone who like will get halfway through and be like, okay, I'm ready for the next thing. So I her attention to detail is always just spot on. And I wish I had that attention to detail.
Yeah. You know, I think that's actually it ties into all three of our moms actually is it was the curiosity. It was the willing to learn and it was the willingness to stick with it. Mm-hmm. Where I'm like a flea on the wall. You know, if I can't get it in a 2-minute video, I'm done. I'll try something else. So yeah, that ability to stick with it.
Yeah. I mean, I had to change. This is a good example. But today I had to change the batteries on my key fob for my car keys because I was getting like a beeping noise in my car. And I watched 6 different videos because they were too long. Like I kept clicking on them. They were too long. I was like, this doesn't take that long. Like I don't need a 4-minute video. So I spent more time trying to find like a 45 second video than I actually did fixing the keys.
There we go. That is something to remember for the next time. Because I don't know what I was looking for to learn and flipping around for videos. And it was just today. And same thing, Natalie, I was in and out of at least 4 different videos and then going, okay. And I still don't have what I need. And I just wasted like 2 minutes on each video.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The rabbit hole. Oh my gosh.
I do the same thing. All right, guys, any other thoughts about our moms?
Moms are great. Dads are great too. Or any parent figure is fantastic.
There you go. We love all parental figures.
Parents, great parents. Well, do you guys have any thoughts on dad? Did you put any?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Me just like in quickly thinking about it, my dad and I are both like get it done people. Like get your hands dirty, get into it. and get out. It, like, that's how we do most of the things that we do in life. He's definitely, you know, always gonna volunteer his time. And so, like, you know, it gets done and it gets done right. And I think the both of us definitely do that.
Quality is great quality. Volunteering our time and doing the job and getting it done right. That's great.
I love it.
I know. I was just like, my little note on my dad was like, I'm a dad. I want to be more like my dad, or who my dad was, but, and it's kind of fleeting from me these days, but the man was organized to a fault. I mean, just really well organized. And every time I have to find a folder that holds the paperwork that I need about the sewer problem, I'm like, oh God, Dad, where's my files? Yeah. And, he was so positive. The man was just so positive. He always had a positive spirit, and you know, his words were always keep looking up. And I try to remember to hold on to that, hold on to the positivity. So yeah, just strive to be more like my dad. So if we ask this question again next year, maybe we'll add on to it.
Yeah. What about
your dad? Like, what's your dadisms?
So my dad is also very organized when it comes to like a project. So he's very like, once he does a lot of pre-planning, and then when he gets into it, like, it is done the right way. Like, there is no beating around the bush. There is no like shirking something because it might take too long and doing an easy patch fix. Like, that is so not my dad. And that's really something that I've come to be more like over time. I think it came with age too. Like, I'm just more responsible, and I know now, like, it's not worth having to redo it 6 times because you didn't do it right the first time. But he's like a hard worker. And he is like the opposite of someone that you would think, like, the word lazy would never, ever, like, even resonate in the same realm as my dad. So anytime I think like I want to give something up, I'm always like, where did you come from? Like, we're not doing that. So that like tenacity to like take care of things and like get it done. The same kind of thing you were saying, Brianna, is very much is something that I've picked up from my dad over the years.
Yeah.
And now I can never let anything go. But it, like, it's a good thing.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right, guys. Any other parental thoughts?
I don't think so. No. This was a fun one.
I liked this topic.
You know, I love this topic because it really got us, gave us an opportunity to reflect. You know, sometimes we move through the day so quickly and we just don't realize how significant our parents have been. You know, of course they're significant, but just the things that are significant about it all. So I loved it too.
Yeah, I love it. All right. Well, we've got some other hard-hitting questions. Do we want to get into it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Here's my favorite question. What was your favorite thing of the week?
Oh, my favorite thing of the week has got to be tote bags, like project tote bags. I probably have like 12 of them. That's why I'm trying to finish these projects, because they're all full. All of them are full still. But every time I pull one out to like work on a project and finish it, I'm like, oh, I forgot I had that one. Or like, oh, remember where I got that from. It's just kind of fun to see the project bags coming back around.
My favorite thing in the world, I do my tote lineup every week. I just did it this morning bright and early, and I always love cycling through my tote bags. And there's some things that I'm very organized about, and it is so satisfying to have your project bags. Like, you find them, like the whole rotation of it, you're like, oh, I really forgot about this one.
It's like the circle of life of the bags carry the project from beginning to end, and then they go back into the pile and they get to have a new project. So the circle of life of a tote bag is amazing. Plus the organization of it all too, that everything right there. So it's good.
Yeah, I know that whole like putting the right accessories in there too. I love that whole process. They do that like what's in your purse videos. They do those. Like, I would want to watch like a what's in your knitting bag video.
Oh yeah, that'd be fun.
That would be so fun.
That'd be great. That could be ours. That'd be great.
We might need to do that.
All right. Is it time for me? My favorite
thing? Favorite thing.
My favorite thing this week was actually an experience. On Friday afternoon, after school was done, I raked the front lawn with my neighbors from across the street, you know, my little family, the 3-year-old and the 5-year-old. Love to be outside, love fresh air. They love to go to the playground and play over there. But when it comes to actually like being at the house this time of year, they want to do the yard work. So we raked. The little boy got a little leaf blower, appropriate size, like a small one. I raked. The little girl helped Ed with folding the tarps. It was just great. So it was, you know, just so refreshing to do something outside that was productive with that childlike spirit. It was great. That was my favorite thing this week, raking leaves.
Fun. I love it.
Yeah, that's how everybody should be doing yard work with a little kid. They probably make it so much more fun.
Don't do it yourself. It's really dull when you do it yourself. Get a friend or get a little one.
Mm-hmm. So cute. I love it. Mine was and has been time. I feel like this is the first week where I felt like I have time to really sit and like not just do things quickly, but like sit down and really start thinking about the future. Like, just like I'm doing a lot of stuff with Roots this past week that like I felt like I finally got to put my head down and like really think about, versus, you know, I've just been like running a mile a minute. So I was so grateful for that. I felt like I could really sit with it and enjoy it. And, you know, this is the first weekend that Chris and I both have had for a long time that we weren't both working. So it was like super nice to spend time together. And there was a moment on Saturday where I was like, oh, I'm bored. When's the last time you said you were bored? That's wild. So I was so grateful for that. I sat there in that moment for a minute and I was like, this is so nice. That's
a great thing. It really is. And when you have something to do, but you have the proper amount of time to do it, you can really focus on it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right, guys. What was for dinner? What did we have for dinner?
We haven't had dinner yet, but I just heard John go downstairs. We're having frozen pizza. That it's turning into a Monday thing, but I will say we're having frozen pizza with Brussels sprouts. So
that sounds good.
Yeah.
Are Brussels sprouts on the side or are they on top?
On the side. Okay. I was making some for a party tomorrow. And there was just like a little too much to fit in the container that I'm bringing. So we are going to eat the rest for dinner tonight.
I'm so jealous because you make the best Brussels sprouts.
So good.
They're so good.
Pizza and Brussels sprouts. I love that. All right. So we had pizza also. And we do pizza from the parlor, you know, from the pizza shop a lot. But then sometimes we have to pull back a little bit to manage some things that we need to do. And so this is the pizza that I make. I buy the crust, but we don't like to use a lot of tomato sauce for because we can't. So this was topped with ground beef and green peppers.
Ooh.
It was really good. Ed and I, when we were dating, our favorite pizza shop was in Conshohocken, Bolero's, and that was our favorite pizza, ground beef and green peppers. So we're kind of having like a little flashback to how wonderful those pizzas were. That's what we had.
Fun.
That sounds so good. Yeah. I had healthy dinner tonight and I'm like upset about it. I'd want more cheese. It was good though. It was very good. I do this thing every once in a while where I just buy a ton of veggies and throw them on a sheet pan and then bake them in my oven. So we did some sweet potatoes, chickpeas, because that's my obsession. I'm obsessed with chickpeas. That should be my favorite thing of the week. But and then we did some broccoli and some onions, some squash, and then I had the smallest amount of quinoa in the world, so I threw that in too. Yeah, it was good.
And did you put anything with that, like a pasta or bread or something? Or
so the idea was that I would be on top of a salad, but I opened my lettuce and it had gone bad in the fridge, even though the sell-by date is in 3 days. So that was an exciting surprise. So we actually had it over egg noodles, which wasn't my first choice, but I love egg noodles.
Yeah.
It worked out.
They never go bad in your pantry.
No, you never have to worry about them. I had egg noodles and rice-a-roni, and I was like, I'm not sure about the flavor profile of the rice-a-roni with this. So we went for the egg noodles.
Good choice.
Yeah.
We did our best. All right, you guys. Good dinners. Any news and updates? Any updates that we want to share tonight?
I think just for Roots, we'll keep whispering this until it happens, but our January through April calendar is coming out in less than 1 month. For those of us listening, it's actually going to be on Black Friday. We'll be releasing the calendar as well as like a ton of other new and fun things, of course. But yeah, just keep an eye out. We'll actually be sending out an email probably the end of this week as a reminder for everybody to mark their schedule. But I believe that Friday is November 24th, and we'll be starting that day off with Facebook and Instagram Lives in the morning. So you can hear about all the classes and hear from us a little bit.
Yeah, I know. I just keep sending things to Brianna's house. I'm sure it's like Christmas.
Yeah, we got 3 packages in like an hour this afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We're gearing up.
This is exciting. And that is always a fun day too, when it's all coming out and going live and seeing what classes we'll be doing. And I can't wait because, well, I have my pillow class starting next week. So I'm not classless yet, but I will be classless by December and ready again. So I can't wait. Any other news from Roots? Are you guys good?
No, that's the one.
Yeah.
Well, should we whisper? Can we do this again next week?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. So then doing it next week, it will be episode number 171. And it is going to be tis the season to stress. I hate to take all the fun out of this, but you know, I find that as soon as I creep past Halloween, starts to get a little stressful, but it's stress that can be managed. So we're going to talk a little bit about what are your stress triggers and how do you manage it. So if you listened, you want to listen again next week, because maybe you'll get some tips from us on how to manage that stress.
Awesome.
Love it.
Okay. That's my news. That's our news.
Awesome. All right, you guys. Well, we wonder, are you listening? Please add a review to where you listen to KSL and share us on Facebook and Instagram to let us know that you are listening and we are making a difference. We'd love to hear from you and invite you to join us as a guest on a future podcast. We promise there's no work involved. You just need to show up and hang out. Please email Kathy or Brianna and Natalie if you would like to join us on a show. Be sure to read the show notes for links to our emails. Hopefully by now you've finished your project, drink, or walk, because it's time for us to bind off. Thank you for listening.